What's he?
Bernie Sanders.
Seems like a very nice guy. I don't know. I've seen like a couple of interviews. He seems great, but you know, it's a great communism.
Somebody else's back.
that felt like whatever you said was locked and loaded. It was ready to go. If he gets a mention, this comes out. I think communism's a good idea. Just, you know, wrong species. It is. What, sorry?
I'm engaged to your twin sister's ex.
You're engaged to your twin sister's ex. Let's leave Bernie Sanders for now because... we're panning for gold. So where's this lady? What's your name?
Alison.
Alison, and you're engaged to your twin sister's ex. Now, I've got to ask, does he know? Is he just finding this out with the rest of us? She lost a bet somehow and you went, go on, that's mine now. Hi, sir. Are they identical twins? Oh, sorry? You're identical twins. Can I ask, because I see identical twins walking around the world and I see they look exactly the same upstairs, but I've always wondered.
She's definitely the better one.
She's the better one. Well, I'm asking very specifically about her vajayjay. You're saying her vajayjay is nicer than her sister's vajayjay. Yeah. Thank you for sharing. Also, I suppose we should thank your sister for sharing as well, because... This feels like you're LARPing all the porn I watch. So, I mean, there's no need to ask how you met, presumably... You met your girlfriend's sister and you went, that seems like a less annoying version of what I've got.
Yes, all right.
Where's...
Went back to her and I ended up getting
her. I mean, I've heard of guys having a type, but yours is quite specific. I like that. No, exactly that. That. Fucking hell, love. Are you not nervous he's going to clone you? She's just thinking about it now. Christ. And what do you do, sir? Because sometimes, I'll be honest with you, sometimes if I'm making love to my beautiful girl, sometimes you'll let your mind wander to an ex. That's not going to fucking help you, is it? Engage, though. That's amazing. So at some point you went, we should make this official. Everyone should know we're terrible people. Oh, I think I know who the bride of honour's going to be. A very grumpy-faced girl. I say a grumpy face exactly the same as your fucking face. They're probably cousins too. I don't know the area, but maybe. Looking around, the gene pool could use a little chlorine.
I've also been with twins.
You what, sorry?
I've been with twins.
You've been with twins? Well, you look like a two-man job. She didn't deny it. She went, yeah. You've been with twins, but not at the same time.
I wasn't dating them. I just was like, oh, I like the other one better.
You weren't dating them, but you were... You...
I was with both because one sucked.
One sucked.
Took me on a waterfall.
He took you on a waterfall.
I'm on a waterfall.
You hooked up on a waterfall.
Yeah, so I'm like, oh, maybe your brother...
I'm pretty sure she's romanticising this. Did you fuck a dude in a shower? What, I mean... He took me on a waterfall.
No, and I saw his brother on Tinder, and I'm like, oh, hey.
So you hooked up with the first twin, he took you to a waterfall, and then you hooked up with the second twin.
Yep, and they know about it and they're cool.
They know about it and they're cool.
Yeah, I don't even know
I think they're fine. I think this could work. What's your name?
Emma.
Emma. Hi, Emma. And what do you do? I suppose it depends on the twin, does it? If it's the war gaga, no.
I work with developmentally disabled adults.
You work with developmentally disabled adults? Please. Be my guest, be my guest. Most of the people in this town seem so fucking high, how do you even tell the fucking difference?
We don't.
Yeah, okay, well, that seems like a nice thing to do. Well, so what, when you say you work with them, are you doing the finger painting with them, or do you...?
Sometimes.
Are you a nurse, are you a teacher?
No, like, I'm an aide, so I, like, help them, like, get their...
I think you might be one of them. Oh, bless her. She's come out, she's gone, oh, I work with retards. I go in every day, there are loads of retards around. Are you a nurse or a teacher? No. Oh, I'm one of the retards, aren't I? She fucked the same guy twice. She thinks it's twins. You're dumb, dumb. This tastes familiar. Yeah. I love the way that story fell apart. I was hooking up with this guy and I saw his brother on Tinder. That guy, I mean, what a smooth talker. Well, you saw me on Tinder? No, it's my twin brother. No, we don't get on. You should be with him now. Okay. Now, I'm worried you're going to get hungry. Has anyone got a Rubik's Cube? You know,
huh? The tax avoidance gate again. Got a hat for you.
Well, you've got a hat for me that says what? Go on, throw me the hat.
Tax avoidance gate again.
Let's have a look. Make tax avoidance great again. That's a... This guy. I really appreciate it, but you have got too much time on your hands. Thank you very much, my incel friend. When the whole tax thing happened, when I was being publicly shamed by the Prime Minister at the G20 summit for tax avoidance, I never once mentioned the millions that I've given to charity, because I thought, at this point, Line's not going to help. I quite like wearing a hat. I could see how... It's weird. As soon as you've got a baseball hat on, it's immediately... It's one of those. I'm going to keep that. Thanks, man. That's very, very sweet. What's your name?
Sure.
Thanks, man. I really appreciate it. Cheers. This is new. Any other?
Digital ID in the UK.
Digital ID. I've got, I mean, here's my thoughts on digital ID. I got a digit for you. It's madness. The idea, because it's about, you know, freedom versus safety. The great American philosopher and thinker, economist Thomas Sowell, said there's no solutions, only trade-offs, right? You can't have it all. You can't have total safety and total freedom. You've got to find that balance. No one voted for that. No one wanted that. We want more freedom, and it's going to be a battle. Like, I think it's Robert Frost. I think civilization is a clearing in the forest. We've got to fucking fight for it. But to give that level of control to the same cunts that shut us down in COVID.
Caitlyn Jenner's going back.
You think Caitlyn Jenner's going back? What do you think? Oh, you've got the wrong guy. I'm struggling to give a fuck. My thing on trans, I mean, joking aside, my thing is like always like, if someone's over 18, fuck, go with God, do whatever you like. You've got to know the difference between public and private spaces and the difference between an adult and a child, and then you're fucking good. Do what you want. Woo! Super fucking simple, right? I always think that the trans debate as well, it's people talking past each other. You either think being trans is like being homosexual, like a sexuality, or you think it's a dysmorphia, like bulimia. And you've got what you believe one of those things, and then it's just people should just have that conversation and agree to disagree, because otherwise they're just talking past each other. It's just a waste of time. Anyway. Why are you so well dressed at my show? You're in a bow tie and a three-piece suit. You look fucking marvellous, sir. It's Halloween, so you're dressed as me. Perfect.
White House ballroom.
Let's talk
about
Trump's ballroom. Well, he should get a better tailor. Why are we to? He knocked down the east wing of the White House, yeah. And he's building a ballroom. Yeah. Well, colour me surprised. Property developer tries to increase square footage. It's not a shock story, is it? Don't tell me there's going to be some gold.
Are you a sock, shoe guy? Or a sock, shoe guy?
There is only one type of guy, and that is the sock, shoe guy. The other one you mentioned is we should just lock them up and study them. Find out what the fucking problem is. They don't even think they're in the class with the other retarded kids. They're out there just... If she fucks him again, she's going to think it's triplets. She's an idiot. We just got married a few hours ago and are seeing you as our honeymoon. We had to move up our wedding due to my husband getting diagnosed with terminal cancer. Where are you? Who's just got married? Hey, guys. How are you? Well, congratulations on the marriage, first and foremost. Let's give him a round of applause. Tell me, is the terminal cancer thing real? You dying? What do you got, man?
Duodenal cancer.
Right. Fucking hell. That's brutal. I'm so glad you came out tonight, man. I hope you had fun. I really appreciate it, and I appreciate you sharing that. It's hard. How are you? Are you doing all right? Yeah. I imagine that's a fucking tough thing to be staring down the barrel of. Have you come across... What, sorry?
6 months to a year.
6 months to a year. Fuck. Have you come across this grief walker guy? You ever seen him? He's worth having a look at. There's a documentary on Amazon. It's called Grief Walker. And it's this guy who's like an expert in grief. He's like really sort of studied it and looked at it. And looked at this thing. But I found it really... You know, I've had lots of friends that have passed. And it's that thing of... It's like someone's given it a lot of thought. He's worth having a Google. The documentary is not very good, but he's done some podcasts which are very good. Where he talks about this and he does it. I personally, if there's children in, shush, I'd recommend a bit of DMT. Get a bit of DMT on the dark web. I've got a couple of friends that are dying and it sort of helps a little bit. Makes you not scared of death kind of thing. Listen, I really appreciate you being here, man. I appreciate you sharing that. And do you want to hear my favourite cancer joke? Okay, my favourite cancer joke is two guys in the hospital. One guy goes, my father's died. And the other guy goes, what was it? He goes, the big C. Cancer? No, he drowned.
congratulations. I hope you have a wonderful however long. Thank you for coming. Appreciate you. Thanks. Good luck. I think people talk about that stuff enough. Like, I know it's a weird kind of gear change at a comedy show, but people don't talk about that stuff enough. There's a friend of mine that does a thing called Griefcast, which everyone here has been bereaved, right? Everyone's lost someone, whatever. And grief is kind of cumulative over the years, and then it builds up, and you think about your own mortality. But there's Griefcast is great, and there's a really funny podcast called Where There's a Will, which is really funny. But it's about death, but it's weirdly uplifting. And you hear people talk about it, and you realise, oh, fuck it, because everyone thinks they're hermetically sealed, and they can't talk about it, because no one knows what to fucking say. It's worth a listen. Anyway. Hi, Jimmy. What would you do if you came to this show and saw someone you know well with someone who was definitely not their spouse, they made direct eye contact with you, and then pretended they didn't know who you are?
Oh, shit.
Not your business. You don't know what's going on in their world. I'd back away from that. You could probably tell me, though. Just give us a clue as to where you are. Maybe they've just got really good Halloween makeup on. Maybe it is his spouse. It's not his spouse. I'm looking around at who looks nervous now. Thank you all for coming to the show. I really appreciate it. Thank you. Happy Halloween. Thank you for being so fun. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you. Good luck. Take care, everyone. Cheers. Thanks for coming out.